Gospel of Luke 7:18 through 23. 7:18 through 23. Are you ready to hear from the word of the Lord? Amen? All right. Bible says, John's disciples told him about all these things. Jesus had just raised a widow's son. Jesus was going into the town of Nain. They are coming out. They are carrying the coffin. Now, how many know if you are in a coffin, you are dead? Amen? I mean, you've been dead for a while. Now, they bury him quick back in the day. They still bury him quick back in the Middle East because it's hot. And Jesus says, get up. Go give your mom a hug. Don't you like that story, ladies? Amen. Amen. All right. So John hears about all that's going on. Disciples told him, calling two of his disciples to him, he sent them to the Lord to ask, are you the one who was to come? Or should we expect someone else? Should we keep on looking? Are you going to fit the bill? So when the men came to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist sent us to you. Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? And at that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. And so we replied to the messengers, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. We say that again. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. There were those who saw who Jesus was and saw what Jesus was doing, and they did not like it. They got an accurate picture of who Jesus was, and they said, I think I'll try something else. I hope that is not you today. I hope that is not the people that you know today, because once you get an accurate picture of who Jesus is and get comfortable with saying no to him, there is little hope for you in your life. After John's messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear expensive clothes and indulge in the luxury are in palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes. And I tell you, more than a prophet. This is the one whom about it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you. Lord, we thank you for your word that is good. Lord, we thank you that your word that is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord, that is a firm foundation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those that you send, Lord, that would point us, Lord, in the right direction, Lord. Keep us from getting lost, Lord. I thank you for John the Baptist, Lord. Faithful, Lord, faithful to the call of God, faithful spending his final days in jail, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness as you walk this earth, Lord, as you were lied on, spit on, beaten, taken by sinful men and crucified. You paid the ultimate price, Lord. You stuck to the plan of your Father. Pass through the challenges of this life. And because of that, Lord, we have challenges that we can follow through, Lord, that we can have more power to pass through these things. We give you praise for all this in Jesus' name. And everyone said? Amen. Any of you guys drive down Euclid? Yeah? Down, kind of going down the hill? This week I lived down there and I'm going back and forth and they're doing road construction. And what they were doing something with the water. Anybody get hung up on that road construction this week? You don't have to wait. They got guidemen, signalmen, right? And you're going up that hill, and they got like a combo thing where the one guy puts down slow and the other guy puts down stop, and then you kind of go around the cones, and one lane stops because the other lane's going in there. You know what I'm talking? You've been there, right? You know, and you think there's all these guys doing work. driving tractors and digging and doing the pipes and the water and all that stuff. I like doing that stuff. You know, Mike, me and Mike, we're doing that stuff. In fact, some of us, Ann was helping today. George and Angelo were helping us paint this week. And it's kind of fun, you know, plastering, stuccoing, painting, doing all that prep and all that stuff. But I tell you what, holding the sign for 8 hours straight, spinning it, that's your whole job, slow, stop, slow. Now, sometimes they're really complicated, and they got like a little walkie-talkie. I'm going to put it on slow, you put it on stop. Okay, okay. You know, it's like double the complication. But I tell you what, I probably get bored with that in about, after about slower stop, you know, slower stop. You're slow, stop, no. And so I'm thinking that ain't the job for me, but I tell you what, I bet them guys are getting paid. Can I get a witness on that? You know, and I'm telling you, when that paycheck comes, it don't matter if you're riding a tractor or you're spinning the sign, because everybody wants to get paid. Amen? Today we're reading about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is part of Jesus' crew, right? Or part of God. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't want to go that far yet. That's where I wanted to go. Part of God's crew, part of the plan of God, and he knows Jesus. He is Jesus' cousin. He is sold out. He is radically sold out. He is living for the Lord. He's out in the desert eating honey. How many of you guys like honey? How many of you like honey dipped with locust? That's right. And he's dressed in camel hair, right? This is one radically fired up dude. He's so radically fired up that he gets in the king's face about being in a relationship with his brother's wife. Now, there's a lot of stuff that slid back in the day. That didn't slide back in the day because John the Baptist offended Herod. He landed up in jail. That's not a job I want to sign up for. But I tell you what. For John the Baptist, the pay was pretty good. Amen? Because you get in the plan of God, and it'll be a challenge, amen? You stay with the plan of God, and there was a reward at the end for you. Amen? Amen. We are in this series called Discovering Jesus, and we're talking about being guided to glory today. And John the Baptist was one of those guides. He would guide people and have them prepare their lives to respond to the message of the kingdom. When you come in here today and God speaks to your heart and he points you to glory, there will be an incredible challenge that comes into your life. How many of you had challenges this week? How many of you were challenged because of what you were trying to do for the Lord? When you step out for the Lord, right? Because when you step out for the Lord, you're prepping a class. We had incredible prayer time last night. Some of you forgot about it. It's amazing how the devil just take that. But they prayed for our family. And I'm telling you, our family gets whooped on by the devil all the time. He does not like those who would shine his light. Mike, you got to watch out. There is a shift in the amount of pressure that you get sitting on the soundboard, to sitting up, standing up here and singing God's glory. He don't like that. He does not like people who would lead people into worship. And he brings an attack, a greater attack. And so as we talk about being guided to glory, as we talk about responding to the plan of God, there is challenges. There are challenges that come against you. But God rewards those who get in the plan and stay on the plan. Get in the plan and stick to the plan. There is a great payday that is awaiting for those who finish. What do you do with the challenge? Do you stick or do you run? God rewards those who get in the plan and stay in the plan. We're going to take a look at being guided to glory today. Are we good? All right, here we go. John's disciples told him about all these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" John is looking for some verification. He's going, "Hey, I've been doing all this stuff. I've been sold out, cuz. I mean, you read, and we're going to go through in December, we'll go through the birth of Jesus. And one of the great stories is how John's mother, Elizabeth, approaches Mary, and John leaps in her womb. That's recognition. Amen? He's going, hey, we're hearing about all this stuff. You know, and he's been growing up with Jesus or around Jesus and hearing all the prophecies. I'm sure Elizabeth talked about the prophecies and Mary would talk about the prophecies and being visited by angels. Do you think that would come up at family, holidays and all that kind of stuff? Remember when the angel showed up and John is knowing it is true. So what do you think he's asking for? I don't know so much that he's looking for verification as he's looking for some help. Hey, you know, setting the captive free. Here I am. I'm held captive. Are you the one? How about hooking me up? I'm sitting here in jail. And I'm thinking the kind of guy that John was, I think he wanted to be in the mix, man. He goes, I want to come and I want to hang out with you. I want to see the dead. I want to be in name when you walk up and put your hand on that coffin and bam, that kid pops up. I want to be there. Are you the one? Can't you hook me up? And so often, we want the plan of God to be focused on us. Jesus is saying, hey, I'm about dad's business. I am right on track with the plan. Sometimes you get in the plan of God, it is just a downright challenge. And I think John the Baptist is going, have you forgot about me? Are you the one? Or should I be looking someplace else? Do you ever feel that way? Forgot about me, God? Don't you see what I'm going through? Don't you know what I'm going through? I'll tell you what, sitting in jail, I got to think John the Baptist getting a little bit depressed. Feeling all alone. And yet, he was sitting right there perfectly in the plan of God. See, getting in the plan of God, it's a challenge. And it was a challenge for John the Baptist. And if you read through your Gospels, you will see it was a challenge for Jesus as well. Amen? Amen. All right, move on. At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits. Gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Glory to God. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. Jesus has a response. You got a question for Jesus today? He has an answer. Amazingly, Jesus can speak English. If you're not so good on English, Jesus speaks Spanish and Swahili too. There's not a language on this planet. Perhaps you know somebody that's mentally retarded. There is no barrier that holds Jesus from conveying the message of the gospel. Can I get a witness on that? Hallelujah. God is good. And so as that message comes, as that word comes, as the plan of God becomes made clear, our challenge is to receive it. As it is. So many of us would like to change the plan of God. I'd like to have it be a little bit closer to my plan. I'm hoping God's plan includes getting a new sound man. Because I'm running the sound booth while Mike is up here singing. You know what? It might be God's plan that I'm the sound man for a long time. So often we want God. So often, see, John the Baptist is saying, Jesus, could you come and hook me up? Jesus says, I'm doing what Dad told me to do. He says, I do nothing. John chapter 8, verse 28. I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. Jesus was incredibly constrained in his life. Can you imagine how challenging that would have been for Jesus? Heart of mercy. Can I get a witness on that? Able to cure any sickness and had to pass by some. See him struggle with some of that saying, I'll hook you up, but don't tell anybody. That mercy just overwhelming, keeping focused on the Father's plan. And he's thinking, I think in my heart, and in my heart, I'm thinking, Jesus is thinking, man, John, I come up there and hook you up, but I got to be about Dad's business. And right now, Dad is fine with you being in jail. How is that for challenging? It's challenging to both of them. Jesus wanted to hook him up. John wanted to be hooked up, but God had something else in mind. And so often we struggle with what God has in mind. Can I get a witness on that? So often we want God to come, hey! And he's saying, you're fine, son. You're in my plan. Because when you get hooked up with the plan of God, there is nothing better for you. I got to think John the Baptist was struggling a tad with that as he was sitting in jail. God's saying, you're in my plan. You're in jail. Shine while you're in jail. Can you shine where you're at? Can you meet that challenge? There's some challenging stuff going on around us. Amen? God's got you right where he wants you. Maybe you might be not doing some stuff that you might be doing some stuff he doesn't want you doing. We'll talk about that in a minute. Jesus working the plan of Dad doesn't let John out. And John pays the ultimate price. So does Jesus. Going back to John the Baptist, because he offended Herodias, or his brother's wife, Herod makes an offer. Says, what do you want? Anything you want. Because she's dancing for a party, probably a little bit loaded. She consults with her mom. What do you want? Says, I want John the Baptist's head on a platter. Seems so wasteful. So trite, so small, so trivial. And he goes and has John the Baptist's head cut off and brings his head out on a platter as a party favor. But great was his reward. Amen? I got to think he's not sweating that challenge right now. Amen? He made the book. How many of us would live lives that are worthy of being included in the gospel? How many of us would, when as we go into our reward, as we go into heaven, that there would be those who would even know our name? John the Baptist, how many people know his name? Made the book. Paid the ultimate price. When you get into the plan of God, when you discover the plan of God, there's going to be challenges. John was challenged. Jesus was challenged. There is a cost to being in the plan of God. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on because of the challenges of the plan of God. Been talking about football a little bit. It's kind of big in our family right now since Joe plays like 6 days a week. So does Josh. The God A's had 4 games in 3 days. That's the, you know, get like a reward in heaven just for that. Because they go to them all, you know. But Joe and Josh have been lifting weights the whole year, getting ready so they'll be ready for the season, for the games. And they got to be strong, and they got to be ready. And one of the reasons they had to be strong is they played on Friday night, La Jolla Country Day. And they have 4 players that are 6'6". Or taller. I said Mike was 6'2". I don't know who's taller than 6'2 today, but 6'6". I'm 6 feet, so that's like this high. That one kid, 6'8", 330. Then another kid, 6'7", 300. Joe was rushing against the 6'7", 300 guy. And they started off on defense. And I kid you not, that kid was throwing Joe around like a rag doll. He said they watched films yesterday. He said they were laughing at me because half the time on defense I was lying on the ground. And Lisa, she goes, oh my, oh my. I mean, the kid is a giant, man. Joe, my son goes 210, 205, something like that, 6'3". Looks like a puny man.
There's a challenge that we're going to face. It would have been so easy. Take me out, coach. This is just too stinking hard. I'm going to just mail it in. They ended up scoring 7 touchdowns against La Jolla Country Day, beating them 44-34. I spent the whole time looking at the clock. Run that clock. You know what? They beat them. They just beat them. They had a game plan and all that kind of stuff. If you stay, if you get in the plan of God, you're going to run into challenges. God rewards those who get in the plan and stay in the plan. Amen? All right, let's move on. Point B. Most of us are looking for more. You want more? More in life. I want more stuff. I want more comfort. I want more of God. Everybody's generally looking for a little something. Amen? These guys are looking for some stuff. John's messengers leave, and Jesus begins to speak to the crowd. There's a crowd there. There's a crew, right? He says, let me tell you about John the Baptist. He says, what did you go out into the desert to see? Because that's where John the Baptist was doing his ministry. Where else are you going to get locusts and honey to eat? Okay? I mean, hey, that's, you're a fan. That's where you got to go. He said, what did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind. No, that's not what you wanted to see. A man dressed in fine clothes. You're not going to find that out in the desert. He goes, those who wear expensive clothes and indulge in luxury and palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, and I tell you, more than a prophet. These that Jesus is talking about have a desire for God's plan. You sit in here today, and you are coming looking for something more in your life, and I am hoping that God has called you with a desire to know His plan. Amen? And so Jesus starts talking about those people who have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, a hunger and a thirst for something of God. It says, if you are, and we have some people that are like this. You go out in the desert to see a reed swayed by the wind. And you get a picture of this, and you get a picture of like, I'm just thinking of a stalk of wheat. One stalk of wheat in the wind just whipping back and forth, right? And you get a picture of flexibility. Something that can just put up with anything and not break. He says, that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for some stability in your life. These guys going out of the desert, man, these are poor people, people that have sickness and disease and being possessed by demons and all that kind of stuff. They're not looking for flexibility. Amen? You're coming down to when the rubber meets the road and you got a need in your life. Flexibility is not what you're looking for. You are looking for stability. Can I get a witness on that? I am looking for some concrete answers in my life. I've had enough of political correctness. I've had enough of the stuff that goes along with anybody. I want something that I can base my life on, that I can grab onto and know that is secure. Amen? He says, you go out in the desert to see a rich man? He goes, you ain't going to see no rich man out in the desert. And so many of us are looking for what we want in the wrong places. Help me now. Come on now. He said, how many of you have spent years of your life looking for what you think you want in all the wrong spots? I got me and Mike. There we go. Oh, there we go, Andy. All right. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. I'm looking for happiness here. You ain't going to find it here. He says, you went out in the desert and you were looking for someone that was going to speak truth to you. You were looking for a prophet. Prophet is the mouthpiece of God, and you ran into John the Baptist. You knew what you were going to find when you went out there. This guy was preaching it up. And you came out there because you wanted to hear truth. Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth. You want it, you can't handle it. It will be an incredible challenge to your life. God says, get into the plan and stay in the plan, and you'll receive a reward. Amen? All right, praise the Lord. He says, you seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Out in the desert, out in the wilderness, right here in City Heights in the midst of this church, you want to meet God this morning? Seek Him with your whole heart, and you will find Him. Those people out in the desert saying, God, I got to hear from you. Bam, they got a message. And they received that message, and they were transformed. This morning, maybe you're struggling with being here this morning. Don't want to be here every Sunday. God says, I got something for you. It will be a challenge. You show up,
Get in the plan, stay in the plan, you'll get a reward. Amen? All right, let's take a look. God sends us a guide. See, let me read it. This is the one whom about it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of woman, there is no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And John the Baptist comes, and he is our guide, right? He is the guide for the people. There are others. I stand here today, and I bring you the message of God. I am a guide for you. You come in here going, I want something that I can bank my life on. I want a foundation that I can grow my life on and grow my children's lives on. I will point you to the Word. There are others that are here. Pastor Paul, Pastor Scott, those who teach, Pastor Romero downstairs. There are guides. Why? God called us here. Amen? Pastor Paul, Pastor Scott, I got to think, would say yes. God spoke the Lisa's heart about coming here. Why? Because if you want to get in God's plan, He provides a guide for you. And the real question is, will you receive direction? Because we can get used to saying, nah, I'm okay. There was a lady who came in here yesterday before anybody else showed up. And she said, I know who she is. Pastor Bob, I need to come in for just a minute. Okay? Because I need to pray. Really? Why? Well, my friend died. Okay, so what do you want to pray for? Well, just make sure she goes to heaven. Really? You want to come in here and pray? Yeah, I got to talk to God. Oh, really? You think He's going to listen to you? Oh, yeah, I talk to Him all the time. And I said, wait a minute. She goes, I just got to go in there for a minute. I said, I'll let you come in. But what about all the other stuff going on in your life? What about when He wants to talk to you about that? She says, we got a special arrangement, me and God. All kinds of people with special arrangements with God. She had to come in here because her friend died. I invited her today. I hope she comes, but she's not here. God's message for anybody that would hear. Amen? He wants us to get in. It is the narrow way that will get you to the kingdom of God. God wants to make sure you get on that. It can be complicated to get in, so He sends a signal man. Slow down. Make a turn. You can get in. We got some signal men. John was shining the light of Jesus to those that were around him. It says there's nobody better, nobody greater than John. And then he starts talking about the kingdom of God. He says, but anybody in the kingdom is greater than John. There's a whole different shift. Kingdom of God shift. You get in the kingdom, it's a whole new level. And he says, I so don't want you to miss the kingdom. I'll send you a guide. Game on Friday night was in La Jolla, up in UTC, and I consider myself an intelligent man, but I tell you, I cannot drive around the UTC area, right up there, where, you know, 805 and I-5 kind of merge in there, and I get in there, and I just get lost, and then, man, you get lost and make the wrong turn. Man, I'm just like, where am I? But now I got the GPS's, you know, and I'm looking up there, and I go up there. I got to go up there to get my insulin and stuff. And I'm looking, and you know, I take I-5 or 805 and get up there on some road that I can remember. That's why I probably can't remember the name of the road. That's why I get lost all the time. You get to turn on Genesee, and then sometimes turn on Executive Drive, and I looked on my GPS on the map, and there is a Genesee off ramp right off of I-5. And literally, I can go up I-5, turn on Genesee, and turn right into the parking lot where the football game is. Thank you, Lord.
Didn't get lost. God will send you a guide. You've got to make the turn when He says. But it'll take you right there. You got to make the choice. You going to say yes? Or are you going to say no? Get in the plan. Stay with the plan. You'll get a reward. Amen? All right.
Last thing. You can get what you really want. And in fact, I got to think you are getting what you really want because you are putting effort into getting that. What are you going after today? It says, all the people, even tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' word, acknowledged that God's way was right. Those are some good words there. God's way was right. Amen? I hope you have discovered that God's way is right, that you are on God's way, because you get in it, stay on it, you'll get a reward. That all the people acknowledged that God's way was right because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law rejected God's purposes. Rejected God's. See, God has a purpose for you. Get in the plan, stay in the plan. Get in the plan, stay in the plan. You're going to start working out the purposes that God has for you in your life, even if it's sitting in jail, even if it's waiting for your head to get cut off. Because you get in the plan, stay in the plan, you're going to get a reward. Amen? It says, one day we're going to meet Him, we're going to see Him, we're going to know Him, and we'll be like Him. Amen? How's that for a reward? Get in the plan, stay in the plan. Might cost you your head. Might cost you some depression. Might cost you staying in jail. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law rejected God's purposes for them. Are you on track with God's purpose for you? One of you, it's a sound man. Why? Because we need a sound man. God called you today saying, you're the sound man. Got to say yes. God could be speaking all kinds of things to you. Problem with the Pharisees and the experts in the law, they got used to saying no to God. How many of you know somebody who's used to saying no to God? I met that lady yesterday. She got used to saying no to God, saying me and God have an agreement. God is used to having me say no to Him. And you know what? God's used to all kinds of people saying no to Him. But you get out of the plan, stay out of the plan, and there ain't no reward. You get to that, God, we had a special deal. And God says, I made one special deal. My Son died on the cross for you. That's the only special deal I got. Amen. All them other deals, I was saying, no, ain't no special deal. He went over and talked to Pastor Bob one day. He said, no, ain't no special deal. Why? I'm a signalman. Got to tell you, there ain't no special deals but one. Get in the plan, stay on the plan, you'll get a reward. Amen? Said, they had rejected God's purpose for themselves because they had not been baptized by John. I don't know where you're going. Well, I do know where some of you are going, but we're all headed someplace. You get to choose. God's way is right. All the people, God's way is right. They had got used to saying yes to God. They started by saying yes to John the Baptist, who was who? The signal man. He was the guide. They said, yeah, that's the way we want to go. So when Jesus came along, they were what? Used to saying yes to God's plan. You get used to saying yes to God, you become familiar with that. Yes, 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 yes. Not everybody was pleased with God's plan. Pharisees and the experts, they got used to saying no to God. John the Baptist came along and said, I'll baptize you. And they said, no. Jesus came along and said, woe to you Pharisees. You got to make a change. They said, no. And those words loom so large in my heart, they rejected. Oh. They rejected God's purpose for their lives. Oh. Man, I'm just impacted by that statement.
I hope none of you rejects God's purpose for your life. It is my job, Pastor Paul's job, Pastor Scott's job, Pastor Ramiro's job, the leadership of this church, to prepare you for works of service that God has prepared in advance for you to do. And I shudder to think that some of you would reject God's purpose for your life. Because if you get in and stay in, there's a reward. But if you get out and stay out, there is nothing good waiting for you. Amen? We're all headed somewhere. Where are you going? What choices are you making? They rejected John's baptism. They got used to saying no to God. They said no to Jesus. They basically said, we got some other stuff going on that's more important than you. I hope that's not you today. There's many that refuse direction. Jesus says, let me tell you about this. Man, you, what can I compare this generation to? He says, you guys are like kids. He says, they are like children sitting in the marketplace. That's sitting, you know, in the marketplace. Okay. And calling out to other children. See, you guys are like little kids playing grown up. Calling to the other kids going, hey, come and play with us. We played a flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not cry. For John the Baptist, and there's these two games that they're playing. It's like, hey, we're playing this wedding dance. Come on, let's go. Woohoo. Oh, you don't want to play the wedding dance? Let's play the funeral march. You don't want anything we got, do you? And some people don't want anything of God. Says, John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by all her children. They didn't like the plan of God, so they rejected the signalman. John the Baptist, you got a demon. Jesus, you're a drunkard. Remember last week, blessed are you when people reject you and say all kinds of evil things about you because of me? You're in the plan. And there are many who do not like the plan. There are many who reject the plan. They reject the plan, they're going to reject you. They rejected Jesus. And they rejected John the Baptist. Where are you at in the plan of God? For some, this morning is a confirmation of your position. You get in the plan, there's a payoff in the end. He says this little part, he says, wisdom is proved right by her children. You get in truth, all you got to do is wait. I got to think John the Baptist was having some doubts. As soon as his head got cut off, there were no more doubts. To be absent, Paul says, to be absent from the body is to be present with Jesus. I got to think, no, no, no. Oh, hey, Jesus, how you doing? Amen? The enemy's greatest threat is our greatest reward. It is so hard for him to win. Amen? So you have a choice this morning. Are you going to follow the guide? Are you going to get in the plan and stay in the plan? Are you going to go through the challenges? Because John was challenged. And Jesus was challenged. And you get in the plan of God, you will be challenged. But if you get in and you stay in, there's a reward. Are you in? Because if you're not in, the Holy Spirit is screaming at you right now. Just like I believe he was screaming at that lady outside. Lisa, would you come up and play for a minute?
It'll be just another minute. I think that the Holy Spirit was screaming at the lady saying, there is no deal for you. And you're in here this morning. And you're in the plan and sticking to the plan. Right now, the Holy Spirit is saying, aren't you glad you came today? Aren't you glad you came today? There's a reward, man. Streets paved with gold. Glory to God. No more crying, no more dying. But you are in here this morning. The people that were saved by the message of Jesus were tax collectors, basically thieves. Sinners were hanging with Jesus, and they were receiving the message of redemption. And you're here this morning, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart, saying, you have missed the signal, man. I have spoken to you over and over and over again. And miraculously, you have come here this morning. You have responded to my leading and guiding of you this morning. And you have an opportunity to get into my plan. And there's going to be challenges, but I had them sing that song, More Love and More Power. I'm not saying I did. I'm saying the Holy Spirit did. That there is the power to overcome every challenge that besets you in your life. But you got to get in the plan and you got to stick in the plan. Pray with me, would you? Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning, Lord, knowing that you are mighty and awesome, Lord, knowing that you speak to people's hearts. Knowing that you send guidemen, Lord, that you've been at work in some of these folks for years and years and years. You bring them in here this morning to get a signal. To ask a question, where are you at with the Lord? Are you ready to start saying yes? Are you tired of looking for what you want in all the wrong places? Are you ready to come and to rest in the promises of God? And leave this place a brand new person, empowered to overcome the challenges of your life. To be transformed and live for Him. Get in the plan, stay in the plan. Nobody looking around. And God is just kind of freaking you out right now. Might be a brand new sensation, just really intense, saying, you are in danger. You have told me no over and over and over again. You told me no. So many times this week. And He says, I'm going to give you a shot. I love you so much. I care so much. Called you into this church this morning that I can speak clearly to your heart. You ready to receive my direction? Ready to get in the plan? Nobody looking around, but God is just speaking right to your heart. You're freaking out. You think I'm going to say your name? I don't know your name. God knows your name. But right now, the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. You're saying, here I am, God. I do not want to leave here the way I came in. I do not want to be comfortable saying no to you. Lord, I want new life in you. I want to receive you as my Savior. I want that special deal, Jesus' death on the cross, paying for my sin. I want to leave this place transformed this morning with nobody looking around. God's offering you that deal. You're saying, oh, I want that deal. I just want you to slide your hand up this morning. Right here saying, right back there, somebody else would say, here I am this morning. Right there. Somebody else would say, you're up right there. Anybody else say, that is me. That is me. Save me a sinner this morning. God's speaking, you're not me. One last shot. I remember I was in church just freaking out. Pastor said, one last shot. And I shot out of my chair saying, oh, I want to be in the kingdom. God's speaking to your heart. You didn't put your hand up. He's speaking to your heart right now. He is saying, you better not tell me no today. One last shot. God's speaking to your heart. Put your hand up. I see that other hand. Anybody else? Right here. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Lord Jesus, for these five, Lord, these five, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Brand new shift in life, Lord. Not going to say no anymore. Going to start to say yes. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. Jesus, whatever you want, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to serve you with my life. Lord, I pray for each one of these, Lord. Right now, you just anoint them, seal them with your Holy Spirit. I give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Everyone, 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 Jesus' name.